good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. She lives in Aurora, and her preaching is entitled, Lord, Help Me.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. So he shouted, Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, Son of David, have pity on me. Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, What do you want me to do for you? He replied, Lord, please let me see. Jesus told him, Have sight. Your faith has saved you. He immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. Why did the people walking in front of the blind man want him to keep still? Had he been a burden to their well-ordered lives up to that point? Was he always making a scene? I wish that somebody in the crowd would have supported him in his need, don't you? It seems rather like sometimes we find ourselves in situations where something really does need to be said. Something really does need to be brought out in the open for a good end. The term whistleblower comes to mind. And although the poor blind man was not attempting to clear up a social evil that was affecting many others, part of this moment is kind of like that. Somebody was making a scene, and those around were uncomfortable. Sometimes maybe we need to be uncomfortable, yes? That's a hard call. Then there is Jesus standing in front of this blind man. Clearly, or so it seems, understanding what this individual wanted and needed more than anything in his life, sight. But Jesus asked him. He asked him what he wanted. He wanted the man to state his need. Maybe in having him say it one more time out loud, Jesus was helping him to realize what this whole change of his living his life would be like. And was he really ready for that? We pray, we ask, we seek. We are always on our knees for something. Maybe this reading reminds us to be serious about our requests and pause to consider our priorities, the consequences of receiving the gift, and maybe even asking ourselves, what is it that I really want? I want to praise God, to see more clearly about my life, to accept this gift in deep gratitude.
Oh, 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 oh.